Shalom aleichem, sweet friends. This year should be a schus for Hadmor. We took Menachem ben Gittel Miral, Brindel Leah. He should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chomasa yodav, and a refuah shleima. And also, it should be a schus for Imi Morasi Maris Hena Miriam bas Chana. She should have a refuah shleima and bracha v'atzlacha b'chomasa yadeha. And for Reb Tzvi Moshe ben Eitan Avraham Halevi, he should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'ase yadav. We're going to be learning in Mitzvah Shem a drush given by Harav Kook Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha on Shabbos Shuva Tov Reish Nun Dalid, approximately 1894, a little bit before I was born. And this is published in the Sefer Oitzuris HaRaya of Rav Moshe Yitzuriel on page 148. Rav Kook begins with the pasuk Eye Ketali Yisrael. Eye chetal Yisrael yifrach kashoshana v'yach shoreshav kalavanon. I will be to Israel like the dew, so that he will blossom like a rose, and it will strike its roots, so that it will be like the cedars of Lebanon. Yelchu yom kotav v'hi chazayet hodo v'reach lo kalavanon. His tender branches will extend out, his splendor will be like that of the olive tree, and his fragrance like that of Lebanon. This is a pasuk in Hosea, in the chapter. Hosea Bechlal is the Sefer of Tshuva, and this chapter particularly is talking about Tshuva of the Jewish people. The perek begins, second pasuk in the perek is Tshuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta ba'avonecha k'ruy mechem dvarim b'shuvu el Hashem. Very famous psukim. So there's loads and loads in the Sifrei Drush and the Shuvah Yisrael and k'ruy mechem dvarim asher asher lo yishienu al sus lo nirka v'erpa m'shuvasam. But this Eya Katali Yisrael Yifrach Kashashona gets a lot less press, so to speak. So it's our arbit, our job to try to understand that what these psukim mean. Hatal, says Rav Kook, lo me'atzer. Upirish bazeh shageshem v'tal morim shteim alash. Batal doesn't stop. Both rain and dew denote hashpa, divine bounty, but there is hashpa that comes from God's chesed alone, and then there is hashpa that we cause with our avoda, with isarusa dilatata, with our avoda down here, and what comes through isarusa dilatata, that's Geshem that comes through ha'eid ha'olam in ha'aretz, the vapor that rises from the land, as it says in Parshas Bereishis. So that's the Geshem. The Geshem comes through a sarusa delatata, and the shefa that comes from the chesed elyon levado, that comes only from Hashem, that's like tal. So just like we find hashpa like this in Gashmi is, so too in Ruchni is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes mashpia, this great bounty of das and taras alev for tshuvin ma'isim tovim, and that's like tal, that's like this dew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives with chesed elyon. But we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends from above, from heaven, herhurei tshuva, and they arouse a person, they wake a person up, that he should be mechazik himself, and he should establish, he should instill, inculcate these feelings of tshuva very deeply and strongly in his heart. Aser simei tshuva is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol sends these herhurei tshuva into the hearts of people, and therefore we have to be mechazik these words of tshuva, these feelings of tshuva, that they should penetrate the depths of our hearts and our souls. Otherwise, this herhurei tshuva is going to be to a person's detriment, because Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem sends you a person a herhurei tshuva, and then he ignores it. Ken zayin is azach. It's very insulting to Hashem. So chas v'shalom that we should ignore these herhurei tshuva. There are two types of pa'ulos that a person has to do when he has a Hirur Tshuva, at all times, and particularly during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Hirur Tshuva that comes from above only comes b'derech klali. That it's not good that he should remain immersed in sin. But he should try to think of ways to fix himself and to go according to Torah and Yiras Hashem. And he should go into the details. But the Etzem HaHirur, the very thought, is just like a raw nucleus. And a person has to develop it. And that's what the Navi says. Eyecha Tal Yisrael. I'm going to give them this Shefa Tal. I'm going to open their hearts. I'm going to give them Ruhurei Tshuva. But Yifrach Keshoshana. I want it to blossom like a rose. That they should make sure that this idea blossoms, and they should beautify it, and they should make sure that it develops into a lovely flower, and they should also make sure that it's permanent, not like the verse says, "V'chazdachem ka'anan boker," like a morning cloud which just dissipates. Rather, it should be something that yach shorashav, like it says here in the pasuk, that it should strike its roots. It should take deep root. Now there's a way that a Hirur Tshuva is miskayim. However, sometimes this Hirur Tshuva that's miskayim, it's still not the tachas hamavukash. If it comes without a tikkun, without a tsur, it has to turn into a very definite form. Sometimes a person has tshuva with a tikkun, with a tsur, it has a form, but it doesn't last. And both are not enough. It has to both last and have a concrete form. And that's what the pasuk says. Oz v'hadar levusha v'atischak liyom acharon. Strength and glory are her garment, and she will sing till the last day, it says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25. It has to be oz, it has to be strong, it has to last. It has to also be hadar, it has to be beautiful, it has to be glorious, it has to have a form, it has to have tzitzim uprachim, levusha, her garment. The garment is talking about tshuva, because all maisim tovim are called begadim, garments to the soul. And tshuva deserves the word levush, because Chazal say, my levusha lo busha. Levusha means no busha. That a person, when he's naked, is embarrassed, and the garment removes his embarrassment. So too, tshuva removes the embarrassment of one's sins. Like Chazal say, that Knesset Yisrael say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remember those places where we messed up, and we're embarrassed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to remove those places from the world. In other words, that even the busha will be removed through tshuva, which makes mezids into schuyos. And through the fact that it's all both o's, it's strong, and also hodar, that it's beautiful, it's glorious, it has a shape, it has a form, it's not merely an abstract tshuva. Then v'atischak liyom acharon, you're going to laugh till the last day, the tshuva is going to be a permanent fixation. And the previous pasuk says, Erpa mishuvasam ohaveim nidava kishav api mimenu. I will hear their regression, I will heal their regressions, I will love them for free, for my anger will turn away from them. This means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing how he heals us, because a sin seals off a person's heart from Hashem. That's the Charon Af Hashem. And you can determine if you have anger from above, that if you are Mamshich Achar HaTov V'HaYosher, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you find favor, it seems that you find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. But if a person sees that he's just following habit and no good is going into his heart, he should know that he is being scolded, he is being censured, he's being rebuked and admonished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in the doghouse, so to speak, and he's going to do tshuva quickly. He sees I'm really off. And therefore, in these Yomim Kedoshim of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Sha'arei Rachamim, the gates of mercy are open. There's no anger up above. Everything is Beratzon because it's an Eis Ratzon. If so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merape, the naughtiness of the soul. That's what it says. Erpa Mishuvasam Oaveim Nidava. I will heal their naughtiness, their regressions, as I translated before. Ohaveim nidava. I will love them for free, for my anger turned away from them. That's during these times of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, particularly. These are times of Eis Ratzon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals not only Meshuvasam, their regressions, but He can also heal us personally. Eyech Hatal LiYisrael. The Shefa comes down to the Jewish people, that if we're Makabel this Shefa, and we do what we're supposed to do, we're going to find a great benefit, and if not, it won't help us at all. And that Shlemus is compared to, the Shlemus of Tshuva is compared to a Shoshana. That is because this corresponds to the shlemus of a tziur pnimi, of a picture within one's heart. In other words, Rav Kook can be poetic at times, poetic and Kabbalistic, so poetry is not prose, it's not in the concrete, it's on a higher level, and so too Kabbalah. So sometimes we have to elevate ourselves a bit. So we're trying to understand what this Shoshana is, why that's the Shlemus of Tshuva, the Tzir Pnimi Shebetoch HaLev. An Aveira is Mitamtem, the heart of a person. The Yetzahara, Chazal say, is Belibo Shel Adam, is in the heart of a person. The Zohar says that the Ikar Koch of the Yetzer is on the left side of a person's heart. The Mishkan Hadam, like Chazal say, beautiful, Loisochlu al Adam, don't eat on the blood. It says in the Gemara, don't eat before you daven for your blood. So the pshat seems that you're davening for your blood. So don't eat before you daven for your blood. Don't eat breakfast before Shachris. But that's very difficult to understand. Is the Ikar Tefillah just for our blood? That's what Tefillah is about, that we should live. The Ikar Tefillah is Omed Beruma Shel Olam, for Ruchnias, for Tshuva, for Slicha, for Aramas Keren Yisrael. So the pshat is that a person has dam, which gives him life, and mitzad atzmo, it doesn't have shlemus, it's animalistic, this blood. However, the nature is that it can subordinate itself to the seichel, to kedusha. And therefore, if a person's davik b'seichel, and he's osek b'torah, and he's nichna l'divrei Torah, so the lev is poel b'koach, to be moshech, to draw upon it the yoke of the seichel. That's what the heart does. The heart is producing the blood. The blood is the koach habemi. But this koach habemi can take upon itself the seichel and then go in the ways of Hashem. That's why Chazal say, "Lodom yasem adam atzmo kishor laol v'chachamor lemasa v'odizare hayamet beis." Person should make himself like an axe to a yoke, and like a donkey to a burden, that the animalistic heart of a person in its nature is going to go into animalistic things. But if you take upon it a yoke, the yoke of the seichel, so memeil it goes in the derech haseichel, and therefore tefillah, which is dveikus adam with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's before all of your gashmius, and your lave still hasn't internalized the tshukos hagashmius, so through tefillah you can connect your lave and the teva of your dam to avodas Hashem. So tefillah, the first thing in the morning, before you start anything else, you're connecting yourself to avodas Hashem. V'dimu atziur ke'ilu adam shu nosei koch ha'chaim. So this the mashal is the blood, which is the power of life. is going to take upon itself now this burden by davening and taking upon itself the burden of the seichel. And then the whole day it's going to be carrying this burden of Avodas Hashem. And therefore it says, Lo sochul al adam, lo sochul kodim shespalu al damchem. First thing, you get up in the morning and your blood is still pure. You haven't started with the Taivas HaGashmis yet. You haven't dug your teeth into that donut and drank your coffee yet in the morning. So at that time, this is taka the best time to be dovik now, b'Hashem, so you take upon yourself the yoke all day. If Cook says, same thing, if I remember correctly, you can look there in the Einaya on Meseches Brachos and Daf Yud, where the Yamed Beis, where the Gemara says this line, Avlo lo tochlu, don't eat before you daven for your blood. If Cook is bothered, what's pshat? That's why we're davening, just for our blood. No, it's not a matter of we're davening just for the gashmias. Before you daven for your blood, before you daven for your, don't eat before you daven for your blood. That you want your blood, all of your physicality, to be drawn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards ruchnias, and then everything that day will be ruchniastic. It depends on how you start your day. And when a person has bad midas, that's b'dam halev. And when a person has good midas, that's also b'dam halev. And therefore it says the lashon of Shoshana. We said Shoshana's pnimius halev. It all starts in the lev. That the kavanas hapricha, that the purpose of this v'yifrach k'shoshana, is that the blood should be pure, and it should take upon itself the burden of holy thoughts and goodwill to be mativ. We find that Shoshana is referred to by Chazal as a mashal for dam. This rose is referred to as dam, like we see in the Gemara. Sugaba Shoshanim. That when a man is about to be with a woman, and he's been waiting for this moment for a long time, for those of our listeners who are male, one can imagine possibly the strong physical urges that many healthy men walk around with all day. And then finally, he has his moment where it can come to its satisfaction. And then all of a sudden she says, excuse me, sir, but I have a drop of blood like a mustard seed. And then he separates from her. But that's not the Gemara that the Rav Kook is referring to. There is a Gemara that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Daf Lamed Zayin, says that Suga b'Shoshanim shafilu k'suga shel Shoshanim lo yifritzu behem Yisrael pratzos. That even if there's just a little bit of a gate, a hedge of roses, the Jewish people are not going to break through and do a sin. You don't need much. And that's why a certain mumer, a certain apostate, etc., of Kahana, he said, how's it shaykh that a man can be misyachid with his wife who's in need? He's not going to do anything? And Rav Kahana said that the Torah says about a suga b'shoshanim, that even a suga b'shoshanim, even with a little bit of a hedge of roses, they're not going to be poreitz pratzos. And there Tosfos says, linyan dam nidus nidrish kishomeres. Dam Shoshana Kishoshana Aduma Reisi Miyat Poresh. When she says, I saw a little bit of blood, not like the other Gemara mustard seed. Here it's talking about a little bit of blood like a rose. A little bit of red. He's already Poresh. So you see that this Shoshana is a remes to Dam. And therefore it says, Yifrach Kashoshana, that the Pnimius Halev should be fulfilled in the holiest and best way, that his heart should be expanded in the pathways of tshuva. That's the, it should sprout like a shoshana, like this blood. The blood should go in the right direction spiritually, and he should be mischakem, he should become wiser with etzes tovos against his yetzer that makes him err. And as far as the fact that in the pnimius halev he's going to be mekayim the things that are going to be expand them until they're strong, so he has to make sure that things remain even the whole the rest of the year. V'yach sharashav, yach sharashav kalavanam. That it has to take root like a cedar of Lebanon. It has to go deep inside a person. Asher Adam Ozlo Bach Mesilos Belovav, and fortunate is a person who is strong through his pathways in his heart, it says in Tehillim. That he should be marchiv his lev, bedivrei tshuva, Ozlo Bach, that they should be strong, they should last, ve'achshar ashav, they should take root. They should come from the pnimius halev, where the blood comes from, and therefore yelchu yon kosav. Says the pasuk, his tender branches will extend out. So if you plant tshuva deep in your heart, it's going to spread out, and then your maisim shebachutz are also going to be healed. They're also going to be corrected. V'yek izayis hodo. His splendor will be like that of the olive tree. Hod is something that a person can see, that the maisim tovim, that anybody who sees them is going to praise them, and his way is going to be glorious to him and to all those who see him, to Feres Lo Sev, to Feres Lo Min Adam, and a glory to Hashem as well. And the pure, the pnimius of his heart will be pure. For Reach Lo Kelavanon, it will have a smell of a fragrance like that of Levanon of Lebanon. And fragrance is refers to the machshava hapnimis, says Rav Kook. And based on this, we can understand an apparent stira, because it says on one hand that Aseret Yemei Teshuva are gavaldik days of Ratzon, and Rachamim Dirshu Hashem Bimotzah, these are the 10 days between Aseret Yemei Teshuva and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. On the other hand, we see elsewhere that it's Yemei Din in Mishpat. Mishpat, apparently, strict judgment is the opposite of Tzedakah and Chesed. And Tefillah also, we say Melech Oev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. And now, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we just say HaMelech HaMishpat. We forget the Inyan, we skip the Inyan of Tzedakah. That's exactly what we've been saying. Hava HaTalia. The whole year, it has to be Mishpat B'derech Tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't look too closely at the pnimius of a person's heart. And the moment he does an Aveira Gereres Aveira, and his lev is mitumtum, it's all sealed off, and it's hard for him to do Tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our hearts, and he knows the koch of our yetzer, and he knows how hard it is for us to do tshuva. And even though a person is messing himself up when he does averas, because he's bringing the yetzer upon himself, but once he already did it, so it's mamash, he's like he's an ones. But during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the Shaarei Teshuva, that the kiddush of these days caused the yetzer hara to be nichna, and he doesn't have koch to be ma'akev a person milashuv. He's not going to stop a person from doing tshuva. There's no greater race ratzon than this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be misalek, he's going to remove all of the monim, all of the ma'akvim from a person doing tshuva. And since a person's not ones anymore, so now it's going to be an even stricter din. Now there's no more ones. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening up your heart. So on one end he's really, really close, and the other end that means he's looking closer and he's removing all ones. And if a person doesn't do tshuva, then it's going to be a serious strict judgment. So it's both. It's great rachamim that he opens up our heart that we can do tshuva, we're no longer ones. But if we don't, then there's strict judgment. During these days, ki yisharim darkei Hashem, tzaddikim yelchu bam uposhim yikashlu bam. The straight are the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He allows us to do tshuva. Tzaddikim go with tshuva, but the poshim, the sinners, they stumble because they have this great opportunity, they don't take advantage. And oy vavoy. And how do we do tshuva? We have to be metaken the asi b'kabola gemura, that we're going to be better next year. And that's what it says in the Gemara, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem Moshio Beisara. The mikveh of a Jewish people is God. He saves them at a time of tzara. Says the Gemara in Yume Peyom Beis. Ma mikveh mataris etumeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mataris Yisrael. Just like a mikveh is matar the impure, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matar the Jewish people. So we have to understand, this is being motzi mikveh midei pshuto. The mikveh in the pasuk is not talking about a mikveh. It's not talking about a mikveh. It's talking about hope. And not only that, but it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaris Yisrael like a mikveh. Why a mikveh? A mayan of mayim chayim, streaming water, is greater than a mikveh, like we see in the Mishnah Mikvos in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. So why does it say dafka mikveh, not moving water, just a pit of water? So Chazal come and teach us how to have hope in Hashem. There's a difference in the lashon of tikvah, of hoping, and other lashonas of yichul, of hoping. Tikvah is dafka when you hope for something that you prepared, that you know you put $1,000 in this $10 million in the stock market, so you have tikva that things are going to go well. Vayikav lasos anovim, you hope that there would be grapes, it says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2. So he planted this vineyard, he did everything he could, he prepared it, and now he wants to make grapes. So that's the kivui. So if you just want to make $10 million without doing anything, that's not kivui, that's yichol. But kivui is when you did something. So we are mikveh Yisrael. We're hoping to Hashem we have to do what we're supposed to do. We have to do tshuva. And then you're mekabel upon yourself to go on the pathways of Hashem. But if a person has bitachon in Hashem, but he's not going in the path of Hashem, says the Chovas HaLevavos, that's holus, that's silliness. So therefore, the mikveh, you want Hashem to pure you, it has to be mbchinas mikveh, of the type of hope that you prepared, that type of kivui, that you did something for it. And then the Torah it says that mikvah mayim kari yam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered all the waters together. Pshat is that you have to take all of your days from all the other parts of the year, the previous year, the next year, and fix everything. Not like a mayon, which only comes from itself. Mikvah yayim kari yamim, it was the water was mefuzra panekol haaretz, it was everywhere, and now your mamish bringing it, that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought it together, and that's what this tshuva is supposed to be, that a person wants it to come together from all places, from last year, from this year, wherever you are, whatever time it is, a person's going to do tshuva. So it's not enough to say I'm going to be a good boy during the Aseret, it makes you a good girl. One has to take upon himself to be good the whole year. So that's the mikveh Yisrael. You know when he's purifying us like a mikveh, and we have tikvah, and we do something for the tshuva. And tzdafka mikveh, where the water came from all over the world, that you want to fix all other times, not just here and now, not just the local. The pasuk says, "V'zarakti alechem mayim tahari mutaharti mikol tumusechem mikol gulechem ataheretzchem." Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sprinkle upon you purifying waters, and you'll be pure from all your tumah, and all of your avodah zara will purify you. And pshat is based on what we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us remove the Yetzer Hara, which stops us from doing tshuva. So we brought the Yetzer Hara in. The Yetzer Hara didn't have power over us until we gave it power. But now we have to try to overcome it, and Aseret Yemei Tshuva is the best time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these are Hurei Tshuva, and we have to develop them. So the Yetzer here is like Avodah Zarah, we call Gilulechem Atayr Eschem. Because Avodah Zarah doesn't have mamish, it's Eitz Ve'Even. But this Eitz Ve'Even brings upon a person as the Koach HaYetzer. That's what it means. V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim. B'derech zrika. It's going to be a sprinkling, drop, drop. And you have to extend it. You have to give it a strong basis, a strong foundation. And then utahartem. So zarakti aleichem, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sprinkle upon us this pure water. With the heart, then we have to then make ourselves tar. We have to give it a strong basis. We have to extend it. Mikol tumoseichem. From all tumah, avonos that are etz be'etzem tumah, that are essentially tumah. And then mikol gilolechem. And those kochas harayim of the Yetzirah that cause a person to sin. So we have to fix all of those. Even though, like Avodah Zarah, ain't bo mamish, just like these kochos that make you sin, ain't behem mamish. But we have to, they don't have a strong foundation, they don't have a strong existence. We give them their existence. A person will see a rush at the end of days, will see his Yetzer Hara, will see it was really nothing. It's all just blown up in his mind. So, Mimela, that's what it means in Mikol Tumosechem, the Tumah Be'etzim, Mikol Gilalechem, where you brought, like Avodah Zarah, ain't bo mamish, what you brought upon yourself. Atar Eschem, I'll purify you through these Hurei Tshuva that Hashem sends us. Ashrechem Yisrael, lefnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitar Eschem. Fortunate are you, the Jewish people, in front of who are you being coming Torah, and who is being mitar you? Avichem Shebashamayim,
So we have this Lashon Kaful, we have Lefnei Mi Atem Mitarim, that's the beginning of Hirurei Tshuva, that's because we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Yoso Karov, and then you become Tor through your Ishtadlus. So Lefnei Mi Atem Mitarim, who are you becoming Tor from? In front of you, who are you becoming Tor? That Hashem sends you Hirurei Tshuva, and you work to expand those Hirurei Tshuva, to give them a shape and a form. Umi mitayr eschem, and who's mitayr you? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be meitish the kochos, he's going to weaken the kochos of the Yetzirah, because he's your father, Avicham Shebashamayim, he loves you. Baruch Hu v'ruch shemo l'olamim, says Rav Kook. So you have to be mitayr, in front of who are you mitayr yourselves? Hashem sends you the kirva, and then you have to expand it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be weakened your kochos ha-yetzer, and because he's your father and he loves you. Next we have a pasuk, Ashrei Am Yodei Seruah, Hashem Bor Panecha Yaleichu, that we say in Rosh Hashanah. Because Trua, fortunate is the nation that knows Trua, that God, they will go in the way of your face. Trua is Shviras Halev B'Tshuva, that this Trua is breaking your heart in Tshuva. As it says, and it says, Lo Hibit Oven B'Yakov, Lo Ra'am Ol B'Yisrael, Hashem Elokav Imo, Kadosh Baruch was with us, who Sruas Melech Bo, and the breaking, the Lev Shavur, is because of the fear, the awe of the Melech HaKavod. That's the true other breaking, Shviras Halev, Hashem Elokav Imo. Why? Because Sruas Melech Bo, because we broke ourselves. So, when a person's walking in the darkness and they have a little bit of light, so it's worthy they should look around and see what there is so that they don't trip afterwards. So therefore, this is the time of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The light of Hashem is shining upon us, and our heart, says Rav Kook, is turning to the good. So we have to look at this light, and we have to fix ourselves for the whole year. Ashrei Am Yodei Seruah. Fortune is the nation that knows Trua. They know the Koach HaTshuva that comes through breaking their heart during these days of Ratzon. And through this Yediyah, Hashem Bor Panecha Yaleichun, God, they will walk with the light of your face. The whole year, they will go with the light of your face. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shows them the life and what's good. During the Seres Yimei Tshuva, they looked when there was a light. And through that light, they will go the whole year. So, welcome to Shem, Tamim Chozer, the Tshuva Shlema, B'mheira V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu. Thank you so much for joining me, sweetest friends. Shalom, Shalom.